Emblers and guppies are both small freshwater fish that are known for their bright and stunning colors. They are extremely adaptable and thrive in many different conditions, something that makes them among the most popular aquarium species in the world. Although the appearance of the males and females differ, emblers and guppies actually look incredibly similar. Despite this, there are a few key differences between them that make identifying them easier. So join us as we learn everything there is to know about emblers versus guppy. Comparing guppy versus embler. The key differences between emblers and guppies. The key differences between emblers and guppies include size, body shape, color, reproduction, origin, and gravid spot. These differences are explained in detail below. Embler versus guppy, size. One of the main differences between emblers and guppies is the difference between their sizes. Both fish exhibit sexual dimorphism, with the females being larger than the males, but in both cases, guppies are larger than emblers. Male emblers reach lengths of up to 1 inch long, while females reach 1.8 inches. Male guppies are 0.6 to 1.4 inches long, while females are much larger, between 1.2 and 2.4 inches. Embler versus guppy, color. The appearance of guppies and emblers varies widely, and the males are a bright and vibrant range of colors. Both female guppies and emblers tend to look fairly similar. Female guppies are a fairly drab gray color, and female emblers are a golden gray color with a translucent caudal peduncle and very little color on their tail. However, the main differences are between the males. Male guppies can be virtually any color, which can be in an arrangement of spots, stripes, or blotches. Male emblers have intense, vibrant colors, usually orange, black, blue, and green distinctive color blocks. Embler versus guppy, body shape. The body shape of emblers and guppies is also noticeably different. As well as being larger than emblers, guppies have stocky bodies compared to emblers' slim and streamlined bodies. This body shape is most noticeable in the area where the body meets the tail. Embler versus guppy, tail. Another incredibly noticeable difference between these two stunning species of fish is their tails, and again these even differ between the males and the females. For a start, male guppies have a tail that is distinctly rounded in appearance, even though the length itself can vary widely. Female guppies also have a rounded tail, but it is usually shorter than the males and has very little color on it. Female emblers have small and transparent tails, whereas the males are much more exotic looking. The tail of a male embler often appears to look as though it is actually two smaller fins, with the lower part being much longer and looking like a spike. Embler versus guppy, gravid spot. The gravid spot is an unusual feature that is only found on female fish which bear live young. It is a dark spot on the skin of the female fish over her womb. In the case of guppies and emblers, the gravid spot is much bigger on guppies. On guppies, the gravid spot is quite large and extends up towards the flanks. However, on emblers, it is much smaller and doesn't extend as far up to the flanks. Embler versus guppy, gonopodium. Another unique difference between emblers and guppies is the appearance of the gonopodium on the males. The gonopodium is a modified anal fin that is used as a copulatory organ to inseminate the females. The gonopodium on an embler has a single hook with a pointed end. However, a guppy's gonopodium has several hooks on it and a rounded end. Embler versus guppy, reproduction. Both emblers and guppies are collectively known as live-bearing fish in that they give birth to live young, hence the alternative name of emblers, emblers livebearer. However, there is actually some debate as to just which type of live-bearing fish they are, ovoviviparous or viviparous. Despite this, these fish have completely different brood sizes. Emblers give birth to up to 15 live young, but guppies give birth to up to 30. Incredibly, they are only 0.2 inches long when they are born. Despite this, they are fully formed and are able to swim of their own accord straight away. Both emblers and guppies can reproduce approximately once a month.